Rejoice, rejoice, believers, and let your lights appear. The evening is advancing, and a darker night is near. The bridegroom is arising, and soon is drawing nigh. Pray and watch and wrestle. At midnight comes the cry. The watchers on the mountain proclaim the bridegroom near. Go forth as he approaches with alleluias clear. The marriage feast is waiting, the gates wide open stand. Arise, O heirs of glory, the bridegroom is at hand. The saints who hear in patience their cross and sufferings bore shall live and reign forever when sorrow is no more. Around the throne of glory the Lamb they shall behold, in triumph cast before him their diadems of gold. Our hope and expectation, O Jesus, now appear. Arise, O sun so longed for, or this benighted sphere. With hearts and hands uplifted, we plead, O Lord, to see the day of earth's redemption that sets your people free.
The congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of confession and absolution written in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life.
Amen. Almighty and merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That wasn't exactly a holy absolution, was it? It was a prayer for you. In the name and by the command of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We say the Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth,
or ever you had formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You return man to dust,
and say, Return, O children of man.
For 1,000 years in your sight
are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night.
You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream.
Like grass that is renewed in the morning.
In the morning it flourishes and is renewed.
In the evening it fades and withers.
For we are brought to an end by your anger.
By your wrath we are dismayed.
You have set our iniquities before you.
Our secret sins in the light of your presence.
For all our days pass away under your wrath.
We bring our years to an end like a sigh.
The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80.
Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away.
Who considers the power of your anger?
And your wrath according to the fear of you.
So teach us to number our days,
that we may get a heart of wisdom.
Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us.
And establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. Goodwill from God in heaven proclaimed at Jesus' birth. We praise and bless you, Father, your holy name we sing. Our thanks for your Son, we pray. O Lamb of God, our Savior, you take our sins away. Have mercy on us, Jesus. Receive our heartfelt cry. Where you in power are seated at God's right hand. For you alone are holy, you only are the Lord. Forever and forever be worshipped and adored. You with the Holy Spirit alone are Lord Most High. In God the Father's glory, amen, our glad reply.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God,
you have given exceedingly great and precious promises to those who trust in you. Dispel from us the works of darkness, and grant us to live in the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, that our faith may never be found wanting. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The congregation may be seated. Both this Sunday and next Sunday continue on the theme of Jesus' return, being ready for his return, being thinking of his return throughout our daily lives, and you'll see this in the readings and the sermon and so forth. The Old Testament reading is from Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 7 through 16. Be silent before the Lord God. For the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice and consecrated his guests. And on the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons, and all who array themselves in foreign attire. On that day I will punish everyone who leaps over the threshold, and those who fill their master's house with violence and fraud. On that day, declares the Lord, a cry will be heard from the fish gate, a wail from the second quarter, a loud crash from the hills. Wail, O inhabitants of the mortar, for all the traitors are no more. All who weigh out silver are cut off. At that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are complacent, those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do ill. Their goods shall be plundered and their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty man cries aloud there. A day of wrath is that day, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet blast and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading, the epistle reading, is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then suddenly destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live through with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia and verse.
Alleluia. Alleluia. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
For it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here, I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also, who had the 2 talents, came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here, I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also, who had received the 1 talent, came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith together using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The clouds of judgment gather, the time is growing late. Be sober and be watchful, our judge is at the gate. The judge who comes in mercy, the judge who comes in might, to put an end to evil and diadem the right. Arise, O true disciples, let wrong give way to right, and penitential shadow to Jesus' blessed light. The light that has no evening, that knows no moon nor sun, the light but one. The home of a fadeless splendor, of blooms that bear no thorn, where they shall dwell as children who here as exiles mourn. The peace of all the faithful, the calm of all the blessed, inviolate, unfading, divinest, sweetest, best. Oh, happy, holy portion, relief for all distressed, true vision of true beauty, refreshment for the blessed. Strive now to win that glory, toil now to gain that light, send hope ahead to grasp it till hope be lost in sight.
The sermon reflects a bit on the Matthew reading, the parable of the talents, but also a little bit from Thessalonians. And we think about, as we're waiting, how are we thinking about our life? What is our attitude? What is our day-to-day motivation and thoughts? I reread from part of the Thessalonians reading, verses 9 through 11. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our salvation. Amen. So this parable of the talents, one fellow gets five and another two and another one. This is the same section of where Jesus says in the very first verse here, for it will be like. If you remember last week, that's how last week's text started, the parable of the virgins, and five had enough oil and five did not have enough oil. For it will be like. So these are parables of what it will be like when Jesus returns again. When Jesus returns again. This whole section in Matthew is about that. For it will be like. But this parable, this will be one about waiting for the, and he's referred to here as the master. They're waiting for the master. What are they doing while they wait for the master? So the master left on this trip, and one gets five talents, and one gets two, and one gets one. And you notice I have some specifics down there. So a talent was worth 75 pounds. So one gets 75 pounds times five of gold. 375 pounds of gold. And one gets two talents, 150 pounds of gold. And the other gets one talent, 75 pounds of gold. Now, I just did the math there in today's figures. Pound of gold times 16 ounces and gold is right around $2,000 an ounce now. So the fellow who got 5 talents, you might say in our thinking today, he got $12 million. And the one with 2, $4.8 million. And the one with 1, $2.4 million. And then I was thinking, okay, extend it out. Say if you have a salary of $75,000 times 40 years, not counting increases or raises and not counting inflation, but just straight, $3 million. So they get, even the fellow that gets the 1 talent, $2.4 million, for nearly 40 years of salary, and the other more than that, at $75,000 if that was your salary. So it's a lot of money. It's a lot of worth. And I was meditating and thinking on this, and we also know we don't use this word talent for money anymore. We use it as kind of gifts and talents, things that God has given to us to use. And I was thinking about this amount of money and thinking about gifts that God has given to me and my family. And I was thinking, it's worth more than that. It's worth more than $12 million. It's immeasurable, especially when you think of our Christian family and friends who we will know forever now and going into heaven forever. You can't purchase that. You can't buy that. That's priceless. We all are given priceless gifts to live with and for in this life. And our Master has given those to us. So as we live in this life, as we're waiting, what is that like for us? Well, as it Jesus shapes and tells his parable, we see that the two men that earned the double, the other 5 and the other 2 talents, we see that they took their master seriously. They respected him. They believed that he would come back one day. They believed that there would be accounting. He was trustworthy. And they also wanted to do this for their master. The plan that he had was the best plan, a good plan. Okay, you've given me this much. Then therefore also you've asked me to do something with it. I will. And it happened to double. And so you see the relationship between those two men and their master. They respected him. They knew it was from him. They knew it was his. They knew it was all from him. And they would work hard to do as he asked them to do, waiting for him. Waiting for him. Because they believed he was going to return. Now the other fellow, the one with the 1 who buried the 1 talent, he had to work pretty hard just to bury that, didn't he? 75 pounds of gold. I always wonder about him. And Jesus doesn't give parables to dig too much deep. There's the teaching at the surface. But still, sometimes we start thinking about these parables. What is the difference between this guy and the other 2? Now think about that. Well, he says to Jesus, we can see a little bit about his character, the way Jesus tells the parable, teaches. Well, I knew you were a hard man. Gives him a whole talent and you're a hard man. And then I knew that you even take what you didn't even get. You reap where you did not sow. You're a hard man. Did he really like his master or respect him or take him to be trustworthy? So maybe he thought the master wasn't even going to return, but just in case, I'll just throw it in the ground. I won't worry about it, just throw it in the ground. What will it be like when Jesus returns again? and all the poor souls who did not believe and trust in Jesus Christ.
Well, thought there could be a creator God, but we didn't know really, but now I'm in trouble, there is.
Well, if I thought about it seriously, I knew that the creator God gave me all these things. But he's a hard man, the creator God, sometimes bad, sometimes good, who knows what? I'll just bury it all and live like I want. And whoop, I was wrong. Jesus came again. Oh, you really did want me to do something with my life. Oh, it really was all from you. And underneath that, it seems to me at least one way under understanding this is the man with the one talent really had no relationship with his master. He had a relationship in that he was his master. And every human being has God as his master. That's without doubt. But are we like the five and the two that know he's given us everything, know that he's going to return, know that we do something in our life with what he's given us? Or are we like the one, maybe there's God, maybe there's not, I'll just do what I want. And then there's a day of reckoning. Just a little additional point there. I already said it, but just to emphasize it. You know, people that don't or have real doubts about God or agnostic, maybe there's a God, maybe there's not, and people who are atheists, and maybe various other people, they see bad things in life and they see good things in life according to their own standards, what they think is good and bad. What can you learn about God if you don't have a relationship with the true God? They say, well, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's he's mean, sometimes he's not mean. If there is a God, who can know what he's like? Without faith in Christ, oftentimes that's it. Or, if there is a God, I better do a lot, and then maybe he will like me. And that is the tenets of Islam. If I do the five pillars of Islam, maybe I will get into paradise. It's not certain. And we see that this way of thinking, the sinful way of thinking, has been forever. It was at Zephaniah's time. That one verse 12 caught me in comparison to this parable. Other parts, other verses do too, but verse 12 of that reading from Zephaniah 1. Zephaniah wrote, at that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps. Think about that. Going through the whole city at lamps. Look how specific. I'm going to go through lamps, corner by corner by corner. I will find everything. And I'll punish the men who are complacent. Those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do ill. He won't do this, he won't do bad, so I can just live the way I want, complacent. That sounds like the guy with the one talent. I'll just bury it. He's a mean guy. If he comes back, I'll give it back to him and be okay. But that's not what the master said. So Zephaniah, at his time, warns the people, God is not complacent. He gives good gifts to live our lives with. He expects us then also to live according to him and not just a here, there. We don't know what he's like. Now, as Paul advises the Thessalonians, who were very worried, we read in another chapter of Thessalonians last week, they're very worried about the end times. There's some confusion. But I focused in on the last couple of verses of the reading, verses 9 through 11, of chapter 5. For God has, Paul writes, for God has not destined us for wrath. Now that's the number one thing. In our relationship with God, we know that he loves us and cares for us. It's not for wrath. Even the things that are hard are not God's wrath. But, Paul writes, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our life in this world is not ending in wrath, nor do we live out our days like we're ending in wrath. But we live because we have salvation in Jesus Christ. You see, the guy who buried the one talent, what did he say about God? I know you're a mean guy, and I know that you reap where you do not sow. I know that you're very unfair. But Paul says we Christians are not like that. For we know we're not destined for wrath. We know that we have salvation through Jesus Christ. And so Paul says, he died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. And that thinking is the thinking of those two first fellows in the parable. They had received everything from their master, and their master was going to come back again, and they were going to carry out his will, and they were waiting to come back and to give back to him what was earned, the good gifts. It was interesting because I thought, this end times readings are lasting a little bit longer this year because of the way Advent falls and so forth. And then I read that last verse, verse 11 in the reading. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. Paul said that in last week's reading as well in chapter 1. He said, therefore, encourage one another. About what? The end times. Waiting for Jesus. Waiting with our daily lives for Jesus. Paul says, encourage one another. He is a God of might and grace and promise, and he will return. So, Jesus returned soon. And look what this life has gotten. In your name. And that life then goes forever. Please remember, we have the money portion of our lives and the values of those things, and that belongs to God. We have our deeds, the things we do, he enables us to do, and that belongs to God. And the family and the friends that we have, he's given to us. He wants us to take care of each other, and that all belongs to God. These are all part of what he's given us in this life, waiting for him to return. Which leads to, come to Thanksgiving service. Give thanks to him together. Even if it's a national holiday, even the government, even everybody, it's Thanksgiving Day. And we Christians know who to give thanks to. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for everything you've given us in life. And because we are your sons and daughters through faith in Christ, we know you are not a God of wrath, but a God of promise, and a God of generosity, and a God of mercy and forgiveness. Help us to be encouraged every day in our lives with this understanding, with this relationship with you, Heavenly Father, so that everything we go about in life, work, possessions, family and friends, all these things, we know they're from you, and we joyfully go about everything because it's from you and for you. And we do these for the love of you and for our neighbor too. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The congregation is invited to stand. We pray the prayer of the church printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those haunted by guilt and shame, that God would not enter into judgment with his servants, but faithfully convince them of his grace and holiness for them in Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For pastors, that God would strengthen them to meditate on all he has done and proclaim his word in its truth and purity, that God's good spirit may lead us on level ground, holy and righteous before him, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our families, that as children of the day, we may be blessed to learn the Father's ways and stand vested in the armor of his faith, love, and salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For national repentance, that our laws may be just, our transactions honest, and our love for others fervent, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For safety and success in all our daily labors of harvest, working in industry, education, food service, merchandising, the arts and sciences, medical and emergency services, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the afflicted, including Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, James, Joel, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Sue and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, Lane, Don, Diana, Dave, Randy, Francis, Pastor Sampson, and with thanksgiving for the recovery of Mary Steingrass. That for God's name, God would preserve them, preserve their lives, and bring their souls out of trouble, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For a right reception of Christ's body and blood, that since he has destined us not for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, God would give us penitent hearts that welcome his grace and salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For God's kindness to those who died in the faith, let us give thanks to the Lord, and that he would comfort all who mourn with the assurance that, whether we are awake or asleep, Christ has died that we might live with him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray together, God of grace, preserve us from the temptation to consider you a hard and unmerciful master. Keep us mindful that you give us every good thing in abundance, most of all in your household. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We follow the order of the service of sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death, that we may not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood.
Amen.
We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you all.
Amen. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, have mercy on us, Lord, we pray. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God,
table of the Lord.
Holy, holy,
take and eat.
Holy.
eat your body of Christ given for you. Take and eat the very body of Jesus Christ given for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you. Take and eat the very body of Jesus Christ given for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ given for you. Take, eat, body of Christ.
Draw
take and eat the true
near
body of Christ.
And take the body of
take
the
and eat the very
Lord,
body of Christ.
And drink the holy blood.
Take and eat the true body of Christ.
That point of
take and eat the true body of Christ.
Himself the victim and himself the priest.
Take and eat the true body of Christ.
He who is saints in this world rules and shields to all believers.
Take and eat the true body of
Christ.
Please stand and receive the communion dismissal. Now may this true body and blood guard and protect you, keep you faithful until Jesus comes again. Amen.
Oh Lord, now let your servant depart in heavenly peace. For I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace, a light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy hill, the glory of your people, your chosen Israel. To
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith and toward you in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
We sing our closing hymn, Let Me Be Thine Forever, 689.